Lila Rose, Use Planned Parenthood Facilities to Treat Coronavirus Patients. By Robert Krajcik on March 23, 2020. Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities should be used to treat coronavirus patients, advised Lila Rose, founder and president of Live Action, in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Polak noted proposals in California to use both public and private operations as treatment centers for those infected with the coronavirus, including hotels and local recreation centers. He asked if Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, should consider issuing such a guidance for Planned Parenthood's clinics. "It's a great idea," responded Rose. "If you can turn a hotel into a place to care for coronavirus patients or expected and potential patients, why wouldn't you be able to do that to a Planned Parenthood or abortion facility?" Rose continued, "It's a fantastic idea. This is a true test of our moral compass, and really our honesty with ourselves and with each other. That's what this whole crisis allows. It's obviously a dark day in many ways, but it also can be an opportunity for a moral reckoning. Listen. Turn the abortions facilities into places that can save human life instead of taking them," added Rose. "It seems completely obvious to me. I think it would be obvious to a lot of people. Let's see what our politicians do and let's make our voices heard in the meantime to call for them to do the right thing." Rose described Planned Parenthood's continuance of performing abortions during the coronavirus outbreak as ironic given implemented measures to save lives from the virus. "As most Americans are experiencing right now, many of us have stay-at-home orders from our state government," observed Rose. "The whole country has been told to practice social distancing, to work from home if possible, and this is because, of course, the desire to save human life from the coronavirus and COVID-19. Rose went on, "At the same time, we have abortion facilities remaining open. I'm in the city of Los Angeles, here in California. And the mayor has said that all businesses should effectively shut down except for essential businesses. And then just a couple days ago, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, said that all companies that are not essential services must close down. Workers must work from home if they can, and he said all elective medical procedures must also be put on hold. Despite all of that, as of last Friday, abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood facilities are still open for business in Los Angeles and throughout the state." Rose continued, "It is a really horrible time when on one hand we are fighting to save human life, but abortion facilities are mercilessly ignoring even the mandates coming from authorities and remaining open and killing innocent human life, ending innocent human lives." Newsom's recent directives include the indefinite postponement of elective medical procedures, including prenatal care appointments, noted Rose, adding, "Even Planned Parenthood themselves, and the abortion industry itself, defines the vast majority of abortions as elective medical procedures. The vast majority of abortions are done as elective procedures, meaning, for the sake of convenience or other reasons, so technically they should be shutting down, right now," Rose explained. "Unfortunately, there is this incredible double standard, or this hypocrisy, that is happening right now in California and beyond in many other states, because on the one hand we're ready to protect human life from the virus. We're literally shutting down businesses, people's livelihoods are on the line. Many people have lost their jobs, all in order to save innocent life, which I think many people want to get behind, and we care about human life, but then on the other hand, we are tolerating abortion facilities being open and on average killing 2,363 children every single day." Rose remarked, "It's heartbreaking. It's not odd considering the way our society treats life in the womb, and we see children as totally disposable. Literally, they can be destroyed as long as they're in utero. They can just be destroyed and thrown out like medical waste." Planned Parenthood and other abortion operations target vulnerable women who fear pregnancy, Rose said. "If we allow abortion facilities to remain open right now, they will prey on the fears of women, especially younger women, who may feel that they're getting pregnant right now, or they may be already pregnant going into this crisis, and fear that they cannot handle the future," Rose stated. "Maybe the idea of being a mother or even going through the pregnancy is overwhelming for them." Rose went on, "So now, these abortion facilities are mercilessly preying on their fears and literally profiting off of a time when people are literally going bankrupt, losing their jobs, and many of them losing their savings or they don't have savings. Now is the time for political action to shut these facilities down, concluded Rose. I'd like to see that from the White House recommending that because again, some states are still tolerating open abortion facility as of late last week. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.